Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for dialing in for our tip of the day. Today we have special guest, MVP Mary Wright. Mary, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thanks, Linda, and thank you so much for doing these calls. I think they're so helpful, and I'm really excited to share my top tip of the day. Hopefully you guys are getting lots of great tips. The most important thing, in my opinion, or one of the most important things about keeping a business going and growing is consistency. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about consistency and how to keep it in your business. This is so important. I find that when people are consistent, they're happier in their business, they're growing, they're going forward in their business, they're more positive, and they actually feel more balanced and have more fun. If you guys think about it, when you have momentum and you're in constant activity, that's usually how you feel. The momentum piece is huge. So what we do on our team to promote consistency is what we call a revolving 10. And I'm going to explain exactly what this is. A revolving 10 means that at any given point, you open your calendar and you look ahead. So right now, as we're recording, it's November 25th. And I don't know when you guys are going to listen to this, but today it's November 25th. So if I open my calendar and I look 30 days out, that takes me to December 25th on Christmas. And in that 30-day time span, I want to make sure I have 10 income-producing activities on my calendar. And if I keep that at all times, and when one happens, I want to make sure and replace it with another, then I will always have a full calendar. So, for example, let's say that tonight I go and have a coffee appointment with someone. Depending, of course, on the situation and who the person is and what they're looking at doing, let's say that we're talking about the business. That's one of my 10 things. I'm going to try to get that person to come to my nation meeting next week. So I will have done one of the events, the activities, but then I'm going to book something. So I still have 10 on my calendar. Because to me, things that are income producing include getting someone to an event, confirming that they're coming to an event with you. Of course, group presentations or parties, that's probably the most important of all of them because that's where you meet new people. And then a one-on-one appointment, so like the coffee appointment if you're talking about products or business. So those are the three main things you want to have on your calendar at all times. And if you can have it a little heavier on the party side, that's important. But at any rate, if you have 10 things constantly on your calendar and when one happens, you replace it, you're going to be in really good shape. Another example is a party. Let's say that I have a party tonight and I go and hopefully I book a couple parties out of that party. And I want to get them on my calendar tonight. So then I've had the party, so one goes away, but then I add two more. And I hope to have it within 30 days. I'm obviously going to add it even if they can't do it within that time frame. I'll still get it on my calendar. But let's say I go to a party and I don't get anything booked. Sometimes that happens, right? We have a party, we hope we get bookings and maybe we don't. That means that's my little signal, my little challenge to myself to make some calls until I get something else booked to replace that. Again, it's a revolving 10. So, you guys, if you can keep doing that, you're going to be in really good shape. Again, you're going to feel good about your business. You're going to have incredible momentum. And when you're happy and you're in momentum and you're doing things, that's when you attract business builders. That's when you attract aces. That's when you earn trips. That's when you have your best month ever. You earn your DM bonus. And that's really when you start to build and see that consistency and have fun with it. If you're going for RVP or MVP, you may want to up that a little bit. You can always do more than 10. You can have a revolving 12 or even a 14 or whatever you can do. But I think if you really bulk it down into 10 and if you start there and make a commitment to get those 10 on your calendar, you're going to be in really good shape when you look at that. And you again, if you in your mind, when one happens, you make sure you replace it within 30 days. You have 10 revolving at all times. You guys are going to be in great shape. So my challenge to you today is to really work on your calendar and look 30 days out from when you're listening today. Open it up this morning when you listen, whenever you listen. Look 30 days out and really work to get at least 10 things going in there. And if you in your mind know that when one happens, you've got to replace it, you're going to be in great shape and you will always have a full calendar. So, Linda, I know that was kind of fast, but I love that tip. That's worked really well for people on my team. And, again, you guys, I think consistency really helps you with confidence. It helps you be courageous. It helps you really grow your business. And, like I said, this always keeps me going and growing at the same time.
Mary, that is a great tip. Whether we're new and brand new consultant or a seasoned consultant, that consistency is so key. And we can see why your nation is growing by leaps and bounds. So thank you so much for sharing with us. Thank you for listening to the tip of the day. And don't forget to make someone's day.